The militant group known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant continue targeting Iraqi security forces across the country. They attack army compounds, police stations, and checkpoints, killing security officers. Some victims were even decapitated. Analysts say this is a new tactic by al-Qaeda and its affiliates to undermine security in Iraq.
The terrorists are everywhere. They are trying to stir sectarian strife. The Iraqi army has been trying to stop them because every day they are killing and butchering people.
In the most recent attack, a policeman was killed in the city of Mosul, where unidentified gunmen opened fire on a police checkpoint belonging to the 7th Emergency Police Regiment in Khasirji area. No one has directly claimed responsibility for the attack, but it is widely expected to be attributed to ISIL militants.
We all know that al-Qaeda is behind the death and destruction in this country. Every time it seems there will be a solution in Syria, they come and make trouble in Iraq.
The recent rise in violence in Iraq followed clashes between the Iraqi army and ISIL militants in the country's Anbar province. The two sides have been fighting each other since December 20th, 2013, when al-Qaeda-linked militants tried to take control of the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah in the Anbar province. The western province shares a border with Saudi Arabia, and Iraqi officials believe terrorists and arms are sent into Iraq from that border. In the meantime, security forces within the 1st Division of Anbar Police Command say they have killed 10 ISIL militants. They also say some of the militants were not Iraqi. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.